Very happy now to be joined by Icky Woods, of course, former Cincinnati Bengals running back. Icky is here to talk about Pork Rind Appreciation Day. But it's kind of funny, Icky. I was talking to people that you were going to be on the show, and all people brought up was the cold cuts. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they... did they even know that you played? I mean, that's what people know you for now.
Hey, man, you know, most people know me for the shuffle. Now people know me for the cold cut. So I don't mind being known for something good, not something bad, you know.
Now, do you really do the ixtra and just eat the meat without the...
Yeah. Sometimes I do the ixtra, man. Sometimes I just eat the meat, man. I don't need no bread, no fixings, none of that.
How did that come about, man? Because, like, you know, you and I are the same age, so I definitely remember you as a player. But for the young, right. How did it come about where the insurance company says, hey, man, we want to do this with you?
Well, they just called me up. I was sitting at home, and they called me and asked me if I was interested in doing a commercial and told me what the premise of the commercial was. They didn't know, but they wanted to use the shuffle. And they sent over a couple of scenarios, and we went down and shot three scenarios, and they picked the best one they thought would get the most mileage, and they picked the cold cut ones, and it's history ever since that. So we've done some great things with it, and it's also been enabled me to get out and raise money for some good causes. One is my son's. I lost him 4 years ago to asthma, so it's called the Javonte Woods Foundation. And Javonte is spelled Javante, woodsfoundation.org, and he passed of an asthma attack. So I go around the country raising money for asthma research. So if you get a chance, go to the website. We also have an online store there where you can get the cold cut T-shirts, the Every Day I'm Shuffling T-shirts, jerseys, and all type of memorabilia stuff on the website to help raise money. And then I'm down here at the Super Bowl raising money for Mike Ditka's organization, which is called the Gridiron Greats. And that organization helps they help former players who played in the 60s and 70s who didn't make the million-dollar contracts, helps them get medical assistance and financial assistance when they need it. And they also help me get my new knees so I can do my Geico commercial. So I go around talking Gridiron Grace because they've done something that was real life changing to me, and that's helped me get new knees so I can get out and do the things that I'm doing now. So if you get a chance, go to the gridirongrace.com, and if we get a whole lot of people just doing a little bit, it makes for a whole lot.
Well, you know, that's the thing too, Icky, is that it looked like you were on your way to a long career, but running backs, you just know, well, all positions you never know, but especially the wear and tear. And so early into your career, I mean, you lead the AFC in rushing as a rook, and then you tear both your knees up a couple years later, you're out of the game. So I guess for you, the Gridiron Greats, that's a very poignant organization, isn't it?
It's a very, very poignant organization, especially for me. Like I said, they helped me get my knees done. So I'm forever grateful to them for helping me do that, helping me being able to get out and do the things that I do now. I'm able to walk on my own two legs and have fun. So, like I said, I thank the Gridiron Greats for that. And now they're doing some great things with helping the older guys who's coming down with these medical conditions, who can't get insurance, guys who's fallen on some hard times and need money to survive and live on. So they're stepping up and doing some great things with the Gridiron Greats. And I want to give kudos out to our partners in crime, which is Rudolph Foods. Pork Rind Appreciation Day is something that they put together to help the Gridiron Greats raise money for their worthy cause.
Yeah, Rudolph's pork rinds. I got a couple bags right here in front of me, or as they call them in Fresno, chicharrones.
Yeah. For sure, they real good too, man. They got all kind of flavors, and that 10 cents of every bag that's sold is donated to the Gridiron Greats, and it's just like I said, it's a great organization. And they're doing great things, especially for the former players and players who can't, you know, do for themselves. You know, it's not like nowadays where they're making millions and millions of dollars. Back in the 60s and 70s, the guys had to get jobs to sustain a living while playing football.
Right. Well, let me ask you, we're with Icky Woods, by the way. Nice to have Icky with us. And just a couple of football questions. As a Bengal, when you look at Andy Dalton, you know, four straight years in the league, he takes the team to the playoffs, and four straight years they don't get it done. It is a team sport. We know that. But a lot of people, you know, the quarterback will get too much credit or too much blame. What's your opinion on Mr. Dalton?
Well, you know, I think Andy is headed in the right direction. He's got the team headed in the right direction. If you look at the Bengals organization, man, they hadn't been to the playoffs in 25 years, you know. So you have to look at it as what it is. He's got them to the playoffs 4 years in a row. Yeah, he hadn't won the big one. So what? You know, you look at the great quarterbacks nowadays, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's, the Aaron Rodgers. It took those guys 5 or 6 years to come into their own. So I'm not worried about Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton, and plus Andy Dalton has done something no quarterback has ever done in the history of football, and that's go to the playoffs his first 4 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get it together. He's going to, you know, he was missing so many weapons in the Indianapolis games. You don't want to blame it on injury. But when you're missing your two top receivers and your two top tight ends, man, it's hard to beat a team. And then you got both your middle linebackers on defense out. So, you know, they were plagued with a bunch of injuries this year, but you can't make injuries an excuse. The other guys got to be able to step up and get it done. But I think the Bengals are going to be a real decent team, and I think next year may be the year that they get over the hump and win a playoff game.
I happen to agree with you, too. As much as the disappointment comes from losing a playoff game, you got a young guy who got you there, and there are at least 20 teams who wish that they could have said the same thing. A couple more questions for Icky Woods. What do you think about the job the commissioner's doing? I mean, 2014 was trying for the league, the Ray Rice thing, which he admitted he got wrong, the AP thing, the Deflategate, domestic violence, and other things. He's had a lot to deal with outside the lines.
Man, yeah, it is, but, you know, he's doing the best he can, man. You know, that's a lot for anybody to deal with. So he's doing the best he can, and he's in. You know, he came out and admitted he got the Ray Rice deal wrong, you know, and it was wrong on all levels, on both sides, the penalty side and the additional penalty side. So, you know, you can't, you know, you did the young guy some injustice giving him the double jeopardy. But it was, you know, and domestic violence is nothing to shake your hand at or throw up under the rug. No, I don't think they should have done that. But, you know, you can't penalize the kid twice for that situation either. You made a call. He needed to stick with his call, but he had a bunch of things twisting his arm here and there, making him do, you know, some things that I don't think he really wanted to do. But that's neither here nor there. He's going to get it right. You know, it just takes time. And, you know, life is a learning process. So you learn something new every day. I know I do. I'm 48 years old, and I'm still learning.
No doubt about it. I have one more question for you. When you were playing for UNLV, and I think about, you know, of course, the great hoop teams, Grandmama and Augman and all those guys, but just playing college sports in Sin City, what was it like back then in the 80s?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, man, so I can't reveal no. You know that saying. I know you ain't been there. You know that saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
But it was hard to live there. You learn your first year that you can't gamble and live there. So you just got to, you know, be self-disciplined enough to know you got to do what you got to do to go to class and get it done, because every weekend was a party weekend because it was a tourist town.
Yeah.
There were different people in there every weekend. So you gotta be able to balance that and make sure you get your schoolwork done.
But yeah, don't you think it's cool, Icky, in a way that, I mean, I'm sure for a while there you probably thought you got a raw deal with your career being so short. But, I mean, here we are in 2015. Everybody knows you. You're on TV. You're doing great. You're raising money for some great causes, and coming full circle is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is pretty cool. But, you know, never did I think I got a raw deal. It's just that, you know, it's life,
mm-hmm.
and it happens, and you got to keep moving on. So I was never one to sit back and mope about what happened, you know, the knees getting injured. So that it was never that. I always just kept moving forward because I had babies to put food in their mouth and clothes on the food in their mouth and clothes on their back. So I didn't have time to sit back and mope for myself. I had to get out and make a living so I could take care of them.
All right, one more time, we want to remind everybody, Pork Rind Appreciation Day, and, of course, money for the Rudolph's Pork Rinds goes to the Gridiron Greats Assistant Fund. And one more time, give us the website for your son's foundation.
Jovante, Jovante, woodsfoundation.org.
All right, hey.
Woo! You got to get on that website. Woo!
All right, thanks for that. It's not an interview without that. All right. All right, my man. Hey, man. We'll talk to you down the road, buddy.
Okay, cool,